Mishnah Gimel, we have learned earlier on in the Masechta that if a Eruv Chatzeres is placed in a courtyard, let's say, before Shabbos comes in, then something happens to the food once Shabbos has come in. Or if, let's say, you've got a Mavoi, and you've got a Lechi and a Keira, you've got the beams and the horizontal pole at the entrance so that you're allowed to carry there on Shabbos, and you made a Shidduch Mavoyos as well, but then something happened to it after Shabbos came in. So since when Shabbos came in, the Eruv Chatzeres was valid, that allows you to carry there for the rest of Shabbos. Because the actual domain, nothing actually changed. It's just that the Erev changed. But since the whole requirement to make an Erev is anyway only midrabbanon, so once you made one, if after Shabbos comes in, it no longer stands, it is still permitted to carry in that courtyard. Or Mavri, whatever it may be. The Mishnah now discusses cases where the actual domain changes in some way. Chotzer sh'niftzal ishus harabim, a courtyard which gets opened up to a public domain, nishteru chiseha, from two of its directions. We're talking about a case where the corner of the courtyard, something happened to it, it was broken open. So you've got part of two sides of the courtyard opening up into ishus harabim. Now, even if it is less than 10 amos wide, it cannot be considered just an entrance, since it's on the corner. No one makes an entrance in the corner of a courtyard, and so it is no longer considered to be a private domain, which it was. Now, of course, it's not considered to be a public domain. Rather, it is considered to be a karmelis. Similarly, a house, which is broken open in from two of its directions, two of its sides, and again, that means the corner. So part of two of the sides are opening up into a public domain. And similarly, a movri, whose kira and lechi, the crossbeam and the pole, the vertical pole, were taken away. The truth is, not like we said before, if the kira and lechi are taken away from the movri, then the entire domain changes. Because the whole purpose of the kira and lechi is to actually change the domain to be considered a private domain. Without it, it becomes a karmelis again, and therefore it should really be forbidden to carry there on Shabbos. So if all of this happened before Shabbos came in, then certainly it will be forbidden to carry there on Shabbos. The question is, if it happened on Shabbos, what is the halacha? So according to the first opinion, it's exactly the same as if an Erev was destroyed or something. Mutorim b'oisa Shabbos. It is permitted for that Shabbos. For the rest of Shabbos, it is still permitted to carry there. Of course, as long as there's an Erev. Vasrin osilavai. But it is forbidden to carry there in the future, the next Shabbos. Give Rabbi Yehuda, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda reasons that it is exactly the same as if the Erev was destroyed. However, as we explained, Rabbi Yossi says that here it's worse. Because over here, the entire domain was changed, and so Rabbi Yossi says, if we permit it for that Shabbos, then it should be permitted for the future as well. But if it is forbidden in the future, which indeed it certainly is, then it should be forbidden for that Shabbos as well, and indeed that is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, that it is forbidden to carry there for the rest of Shabbos, since the entire domain has now changed from being a private domain, and now it is a karmelis, where it is forbidden midrabbanon to carry.